BDSM has a broad reach and an expansive range of content. Finding the right dom, either in person or over the phone, is as important as finding the right submissive. And finding the right submissive is what we're going to discuss in this BDSM invitation post. How to be a good submissive, and for the femdoms out there, how to tell if a sub is right for you, and if they are serious about training or just looking for a fetish dispenser. First things first, if offering a BDSM invitation, it's important to set ground rules. What are you going to wear? What are the rules? What time are you going to meet? What are the penalties for failing to be punctual? The ability to adhere to and follow directions. Respecting mistress boundaries. Now, those should be in place even before you meet. Mistress should know what her boundaries are and be able to assert them and express them and say, hey, this is cool, this is not cool. Know what I mean? And means of contact. How do you prefer to be contacted? For tasks and to discuss the details of your meeting? Can they follow directions? And so for the subs, be on time, first and foremost. Now, if you're late, have the common courtesy to acknowledge such and be prepared to be punished for failure to respect the time that was agreed on. Now, here's the thing. Don't be an asshat and purposely come late hoping that you'll be punished for being late. Like, don't fucking do that. Don't be a dick. Seriously. That's totally assholey and ugh. I have a disdain for the whole topping from the bottom bullshit. If I tell you to be there at a certain time, and you come late and then expect me to punish you for being late, you're not going to get the punishment that you were hoping for. I mean, a punishment for failure to be on time, if you were genuinely trying to be on time, is reasonable. It's reasonable to be punished for being late. It's reasonable to be punished for failing to complete a task. However, you need to avoid thinking, oh, well, if I don't do this, then I'll get punished. Because if a mistress sees a pattern of that you're not following directions, like you're deliberately not following directions and you're deliberately coming late or not listening, guess what? Instead of being punished, you're going to be dismissed. Cut off. End of story. End game. No fun. You don't get to play with me. So here's a taste of what I expect if I schedule a BDSM session with a potential sub. First of all, be on time. I mean, if by some manner of whatever, you are unable to make it at the time agreed, and you are sincerely attempting to follow the rules and directions and come on time, that's something different. But don't expect rewards for disobedience. Again, I do not do topping from the bottom. So if I see that you're deliberately doing shit, hoping that I'll beat the shit out of you, or hoping that I'll stick my heel in your ass, I'm going to do the exact opposite, and you will be denied punishment, and you'll be denied whatever it was that you really, really said you were looking for. That will not be fun for you. It won't be fun for me, because then I don't get to play with you. So if I give you instructions and rules, I expect you to memorize them. I expect you to show me that you're putting the energy into being a good submissive. Now, I want you to be prepared. I have a knack, and some of my subs know this. I have a knack for giving you ridiculous things to do before your session. I like to laugh. So for fuck's sake, be entertaining. Wet blankets turn me off. Boring subs turn me off. Be entertaining. For the love of vodka and peanut butter, be entertaining. Now, if you're just looking to get off, sure, we can absolutely do that. If you tell me beforehand, hey, look, you know, I'm not looking for anything long term. I just want to act this out. We can totally do that. That's perfectly fine. But if you're looking for long term, then I expect you to be a good toy slut for mistress. And that requires time, attention, and your energy. And the reward is that I'm going to leave you drained of that energy when I'm done with you. You will ache. You will sweat. You will walk funny for a week, maybe longer. But when you go to sleep at night after being degraded by me, you'll do so with a smile on your face, knowing that the marks you bear came from a very satisfied mistress. And making me happy is a priority, not an option. So, if you're ready for your BDSM invitation and first assignment, give me a call. 1-800-601-6975 is the number to reach the Enchantrix Tees. Just ask for Brighton.